So I'm realizing that it doesn't so much matter what color or material the spoon was that you were fed when you were a baby. Because you could grow up thinking that you had a secure attachment. Because maybe you did have that. But the attachment isn't the only thing that's dependent upon your adult life. It's not the only thing your adult life depends on as far as health-wise goes. And what I'm saying, it's one of the most important things that's being overlooked when you focus just on attachment style. Well, kind of goes into the other attachment styles. Why is it that there's anxious, ambivalent, insecure attachments? Well, one, obvs, relationship with caregivers. But number two is coping. Coping mechanisms. What are they? What do they look like? How do we do them? How do we practice them to get to know them better? Because all the kids who had the other than secure attachment, and could be people that had secure attachment. I'm noticing. They need to learn coping skills. The secure attachment kiddos didn't know they needed coping skills because everything was so great. But then when something real severe happened in their adulthood, like someone passed away that they were really close to, for example, or a divorce, didn't get trained in that one as a child, or friends walking out of your life, you walking out of your friend's life, moving to an entirely new city or even new country. Most kids don't get trained on those things. These are big deals. And whatever kind of attachment you had, if you weren't taught how to cope with all of these big life events that happen to adults or children, but adults as well, because I'm comparing adult life to child life. Lots of these big ones don't happen, like a divorce, for example. Unless you're in, I guess, some country, maybe it happens. I don't know. Not in the US. You're not getting married as a child and divorced as a child. But those coping mechanisms. So let's look at those. So, look at what happened. What happened in your life? Was it a breakup? Was it a divorce? Was it a break of the relationship, friendship, family ship? Was it a divorce? A divorce of anything? Looking at divorce as a word to represent things that have separated. What have you separated from that was really important and special and that you loved? Temporarily, indefinitely, until we meet again, What was the separation like? Look at it. The pulling apart of lives. The separation of lives. Separation of hobbies done together. The separation of things loved done together. The extinction of all of those things. And smiles and laughs that happened together. See, when those things are endangered and things are on the edge, it's also a difficult place to live. And when they're extinct, sometimes it can get harder, and sometimes it can start to feel easier, depending on exactly how healthy the situation was. So coping mechanisms, let's look at it and what it was. Observe it. Play the tape for the umpteenth millionth time in your head about what went right, what went wrong, what was the moment of extinction. Is it extinct or is it endangered still and things are going to come back together and then maybe even go extinct again? Seemingly extinct. Extinct. The word stink is in there. It does stink. Extinct. Stinked. Extinct. It's like saying stink with a T at the end. Stinked. X. Stinked. You know, and the thing with X's, calling things X's, is interesting, right? Because, you know, X's in the English language represent a hug, and O's represent a kiss. So if you're calling someone an X, maybe imagine giving them a hug. They're an X, if we're talking about partners here. Give them a hug. Or if you just want to imagine that X being scissors and you're separating yourself or cutting the piece of paper between you and them or the piece of paper that you're on, not referring to a licensed marriage here, just referring to the metaphorical, you're on the same page. You're snipping it, going separate ways, scissors, X, hug. Let's do that. And there's a coping skill. Imagine the person. Watch the movie in your head. Hug. And then maybe you can get to think of the person. Hug. And find some other people to hug that you can be on the same page with. Find some new people to hug. That's part of this. Go the whole way through. Hug yourself, hug them, hug together. Find some new people to hug. Hugging is important. It's physical touch. It's healthy. Hearts to hearts connect. It's love. It's pure love. So let's find some hug friends.